Hey, it's your Dummy Master, Tristan, and I would like to thank our sponsor, Dubby Energy. Dubby Energy is a growing and flourishing energy drink powder, actually developing a clean energy formula that is free from fillers, maltodextrin, and artificial colorings, so everyone can enjoy. In addition, Dubby is a sugar-free and zero-calorie. Using a coffee fruit extract blend gives a much healthier, jitterless, and no-crash effect from drinking Dubby. There are many flavors, and each one sounds amazing. I just got my order of Dragonade today and a mystery flavor. The Dragonade is dragon fruit and pink strawberry lemonade. Yummy, yummy. I am so excited to try them out. Our referral link for Dubby Energy will be in the description, along with our discount code for a 10% off. Dummies with Dice is the discount code. Thank you, Dubby Energy. Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home.
Hey guys, Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's the drug-addicted level 6 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he has random boner syndrome.
Ew!
That's why he had a boner when he spawned into the scroll.
Yes.
No!
He didn't say that. Why do I have a boner? Yeah, sure.
Hey everybody, R2 here, Ryan Tucker here. I play this police stick sock jelly. I'm the hobo trash master cleric of the god Rumpke. I am the MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, flea stick took a shower last night.
Good.
Very occasional.
Very good.
The scroll cleaned him off while he was inside.
Your shower is the first time he's been broken.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Kelly Lee and I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady level 6 rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin dabbles in the flow arts.
In the flow arts.
Hey guys, Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, a 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact, Archie is getting too old for this shit.
Getting too old.
And he shit his pants.
No, he didn't.
And he shit his pants.
He shit his pants.
No, he didn't. He definitely didn't.
He's wearing a diaper.
My name. He actually shit Miss Muffin's pants.
My name is Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master, and my fun fact today is that the oldest living land animal on Earth is a 192-year-old tortoise named Jonathan.
Jonathan!
Yeah. Jonathan will be remembered.
That we know of.
That we know of now.
What color?
That could have been an old article.
Well, he could be older.
It could just be an animal in the wild.
Listen, I'm not going to look at my site sources because I don't know. I didn't look at the sources.
What about Bigfoot? How old is he?
Loch Ness.
One of them.
Loch Ness, old.
Nessie.
Old Messi.
Old. Megalodon, old.
Old.
The Kraken. You know, there is one.
The Kraken.
The Kraken. Yeah, don't mess with him.
The old lady who lives in the apartment above you.
Old. Old. Well, maybe not 190, but old.
All right, Andy.
Dead.
God, I don't miss the apartment.
No, we weren't.
That was down.
We
should have recorded all that.
Now we are.
You're done.
Yeah, you're
done. You're
done. You're
done. That's 4 against 1. You're done.
You're done. Four times.
So,
dumb.
Where we left off last time.
Last.
You guys had defeated the big bad's little counterparts of you inside of the scroll and got the information about how to gather... Or about to gathering other scrolls, bring them together to make a portal back to your
home. Try that again. Try it again.
I thought it was just fine.
How rude.
I'm Miss Muffin.
Oh,
hey, Miss Muffin.
So, you guys have found the information that tells you that you need to gather 3 other scrolls to bring them all together and open a portal back to your home.
And get our cat back.
And
my
maybe
cat.
Gather back your things along the way, depending on what happens. We'll see.
Oh, God.
I forgot you lost your cat.
Give her the measles.
Your garbage shield, your cat, and
Archie's
youth.
and Duke lost nothing.
He doesn't know this trick. I will kill him!
He lost a little bit more of his humanity, but...
No, that whole thing was sus. I didn't trust it.
Alright, so, you guys get this info, you see it in the Star Wars-esque letters that come down to you, and you guys feel the pull of the scroll starting to, you know, start to suck you guys out of this thing, and you're starting to dematerialize and pixelate and form away. And then as you start to come back to life, make me constitution saves. And you guys all come back to reality and inside of his tomb.
19 plus 3.
6.
15.
13.
Okay, yeah. So Archie and Miss Muffin, you guys are all stumbling, you know, dazed as can be. It looks like you were just, all of you are feeling this. You just were literally atomically destructed and then reconstructed out into the reality
like
again.
Like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, like Willy Wonka.
Creating arms.
So, yeah, so you guys are just coming back to life feeling this thing, and you guys are stumbling and getting out of this tomb you guys were in. And when you get outside the doors, you're in this forest, and Duke and Fleastick, you guys crash right as you get out the door and fall on your face. But Miss Muffin and Archie, make me perception check before you guys go down.
Perception check.
The mud was slick.
9 plus 4.
8.
8?
Yeah, 6.
What'd you get, Miss Muffin?
9 plus 4.
9 plus 4. Okay, so... You guys are kind of... Archie, you don't see much. Your youth's gone, so your eyes are blurry. It's hard for you to see, and you start to fall unconscious and fall to the ground and hit the ground hard. And Miss Muffin, before you feel the last like bit of you going unconscious and falling to the ground, you see a couple soldiers of some sort in, like, you know, armor and whatnot, and they you hear one of them shout, "I think I found them! I think I found them! They're over here!"
Oh, my God.
And you fall unconscious. So, time goes by. Some things happen. You guys are moving along. And then you start to awake. And as you awake, you realize that your hands are tied. You are in like the back of this caged little cart. And there's this little halfling woman sitting there in front of you.
Kinky.
No.
Okay, so you guys wake up and you see this stout little halfling. She's wearing plate armor. And she's kind of sitting in this carriage with you. And she says, "Such lucky timing." She goes, I'm Corley Halvakar, representing the Lord's Alliance. The situation here has gotten much, much worse. I'll fill you in, but first, I was going to ask you to tell me a bit about yourselves, but we know all about you guys with the Lord's Alliance. You broke one of our people out of one of our prisons." And she goes, "Well, but it's your lucky day, because today... you're going to try to earn your freedom." And then she like throws her hands up all excitedly and like looks at you all just kind of like waiting for everyone to be excited. And before you know it, you come up on this old, deathly looking huge fortress. You guys pull up on this huge fortress, and she goes, "This is Iron Spine Keep." And she gets up, and they open up the cage of the cart and pull you guys out. And they're not being like rough or anything. They're just like kind of just, you know, like, "Hop on out, guys, whatever." And she starts to lead you through this fortress. And you're seeing, like, workers repairing walls and people running around back and forth, stacking spears and shields and swords. And they're just, guys, looks like everybody's in a kind of a fright panic. She leads you through the fortress and she goes, "Five great cities of the Sword Coast have combined forces to restore this fortress. We expected it would give us better visibility into trouble on the frontier. But it seems that the Red Wizards of Thay don't want us here. And earlier today, an image of a vile necromancer, Zaz Tam, the leader of the Red Wizards, appeared in the sky above the fortress. He commanded that everyone in the fortress flee or face his army." And she kind of gestures around and looks at all the people, and you can see that everybody's freaking out and going nuts. And she goes, "But we won't be bullied, and we won't abandon a stronghold that the Red Wizards might use as a foothold in the region we're staying in. But we don't have many soldiers. I don't even have a squire to help me, so we need you. Scouts have identified an army of skeletons, zombies, and other undead headed this way. They'll arrive within the hour, probably in multiple waves, and we need souls like you, who we know can fight, on the wall defending." She goes, "But which wall? Each city has a reinforced part of this fortress, and you'll be stationed in a defense zone. On behalf of one of the five cities, you can decide which." So, basically... you guys are being recruited to help defend this fortress from an evil necromancer to earn your freedom to break out of the Lord's Alliance you know, from stealing, breaking out of their prison and fucking doing all that shit. So you have the option to, two of you can split, like you can go two and two to separate parts of this fortress to defend if you'd like, or you can all four go to one part of the fortress.
All four to one, all four to one.
It's up to you. She kind of says, like, you guys make your choice on what you want to go. She goes, there's plenty of other soldiers, so if you all go to one spot, you guys can all defend that one spot, and then we will have more soldiers to disperse to the others.
Yeah, let's
she goes,
do
but,
that.
You know, we have ways to call for help if one spot starts to fall. She goes, there's red flares that will shoot into the sky that will let you know that a wall is close to falling if we need help. So, what would you guys like to do? I'm going to pull up the map here.
I say split if you want. Up.
And she goes, here's a map of the fortress. You guys can pick and defend. Pick your spot to defend. She goes, there are siege weapons at every position of the wall. So you guys can use those of your own free will. We know that you're prisoners, but here we are all in the same boat. We're all trying to survive an undead necromancer. She goes, so free will to use any weapons of the cities and any weapons of the defenses here or your own devices. So what would you guys like to do? Or would you guys like to defend? You have to refresh.
I did 100 times.
She's up. I'm running.
I will guard the west wall.
So west, but... Mithril
Hall.
You want to go for Mithril Hall?
Yes, yeah, so that side over there.
We all shall follow.
No!
Yes.
Split up!
No, Duke Crystal!
I want to fight the Duke.
Yeah. You're gonna go, so,
and I'm going to follow them whether they like it or not.
I guess I'm just going to run around the whole place.
I guess we're going between
the splitting up can be helpful because you can
it could be, but
cover
it could
different
also
areas.
Be terrifying and stupid.
Pussy.
Maybe you're just scared of
pussy.
Shit. You
just want to hide in the back and get carried. That's what you want.
Yeah.
I don't want to die.
You won't be. We're splitting up in teams.
Yeah,
so.
You'll have Archie with you.
And there's multiple soldiers with us.
Well, yeah, instead of us four against
yes.
everything, we'll have foot soldiers
yes.
with us too,
because
we will be split up. If not, she's gonna just send all the troops away from us and leave
Corley
us.
Corley is happily standing around, like listening to your guys' conversations and adding in any questions that you guys have.
So, if we die or anybody dies, can that necromancer bring them back and use them as soldiers?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
If one of you are to fall and the necro no. The necromancer himself isn't here.
Okay.
But if he was here, yes, he could easily take your soul and bring you back. But he is not here, no. He has sent an army.
Okay, cool. Is it an undead army?
Yes.
Our scouts haven't been able to get too close, but they'll say we'll face dozens or even hundreds of skeletons and zombies all around this part of the fortress. They have a few wagons or perhaps large creatures with them. That's not clear. I've had conflicting reports about the Horde's leader, but it's some kind of ghost or creature made of dark mist.
Creature.
So some sort of warlord that is kind of guiding this little army.
Where are you going? Where are you going up? The west wall.
So Duke, are you and Fleastick going together?
I guess.
Is that what we decided?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
whoever follows.
So
and
Duke,
I will go opposite of them.
East?
Yep.
Okay, so Duke and Fleastick. You guys are going to go to Mithril Hall. Do you want Waterdeep or do you want Silvery Moon?
Me?
Yes, you and Miss Muffin.
So are we defending
Silver
the
Moon.
Inner the inner
outer walls?
Area
they're
going to
be coming
on
from
the wall.
You're going to be on the wall.
Okay.
I think the old Silvery Moon.
Silvery Moon? Okay, so you're going to go with the lower east end. Okay, so you two, Archie Ortiz and Miss Muffin, are going to the Silvery Moon city defense area.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. And then Duke, Crystal, and Fleece Stick Sock Jelly. Am I reading that right?
Correctamundo.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are going to be in Mithril Hall city defense. So, would you like to know how to run the weapons of your zone?
Why, yes.
Okay. So, Mithril Hall is the northwest defense zone. So on this wall is a modified catapult that launches iron canisters of superheated metal that explode on impact. Isn't that exciting?
Because
a cunning mechanized device drops a new canister into place with the recoil, loading the launcher immediately and automatically when it's fired. So when you shoot this thing, it's going to go and load in another thing. So to operate this, it has an AC of 15. Its hit points are 30. It requires aim. So, dexterity saving throw, DC 15. Each creature in a 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point 30 to 300 feet from the launcher. They fail, so if they get under 15, they take 4d6 fire damage. And on a success, they take half damage. So, aiming the forge launcher requires the utilize action. Then a creature can take the fiery canister action. So, basically, I believe what you do here is you aim. Where's the thing you have for the attack here? Aim and then... Oh, dexterity saving throw. Yeah, so you would just do the utilize action to aim the thing, and then it would launch, and then they would make the save.
Okay.
All right, so she kind of guides you guys over there to that Mithril Hall defense area, and she says, well, get familiar with your zone, and we'll leave you here, and I'm sure some other guards or soldiers will be by soon to help you guys out. And then she goes, Miss Muffin and Archie, she goes, I'll show you guys to your zone, and we'll get you guys set up. So you guys head over to the Silvery Moon section of the wall. The east.
What's our weapon?
Siege weapon in the Silvery Moon's defense zone is a ballista. Imperceptible fae spirits automatically aim the ballista. However, the spirits aren't strong enough to lift the heavy ballista bolt, so it must be loaded by hand. So you must make a load action. You got to load it and then take the fire attack. So ranged attack roll plus 6. You get a range of 120. Anything past that is disadvantage. And if you hit, it is a 4d10 piercing damage.
Nice.
Yeah. So you guys got to lift the... Give me like a strength roll, I think, to lift the ballista things, to put the bolt in, and then...
Great.
Ranged attack roll. Well, no, actually. No, it's just utilize action. I think you just do it. You just load it and then fire. Okay.
Like a torpedo.
Yeah, like a torpedo. So she kind of, she leaves you, and there's already two soldiers standing with you, and they're kind of like just little guys just shaking there with their swords and like small armor on. But then Duke and Fleastick, you only see one soldier walk up, and he walks up, and he's like, I'm here to help you guys, but my friend, he's dead. He can't help. He bled out. So like he's just, you guys get one guy that's standing with you. So,
just stay behind us.
Yeah.
His name is Soldier 3.
Soldier
3. That's how you know he's important.
Soldier 3, you do what we say when we say it.
Okay.
It's a good number. He'll survive.
Yeah. So I'll give you the kind of dimensions you're working with here. So, battlements and walkways. The walkway that you guys are on is 20 feet. Above the ground, so you're that high up. There's no battlement railings or anything on the interior of the walkway, only on the outside of it. The buildings are all 40 feet high, which don't really matter because you're not inside the building unless you somehow get into the building. It is a sunny afternoon, so it is bright light. There's no darkness. You have the siege equipment. There are stairs and ladders that ascend to the innards of the fortress. There is a trapdoor hatch that goes down a ladder next to the front gate as well in the northern part of the fortress walls. I pushed something. Hang on. The fortress walls have a few handholds, so if something was to happen, you can climb back up with strength checks. So you guys are kind of looking over the walls, tell that you can climb. But that's what you're working with on this kind of run-down, shittily prepared fortress.
Great.
And as you're kind of looking over your areas and getting ready for your stuff, getting used to your zones, you hear a scout shout from within the walls that the horde approaches. Distant shapes of skeletal soldiers and shambling corpses appear around nearby hills in several directions, just like swarming around this thing. You just see shadows of them. And then as you see them start to come out of the trees, the sickly, like, black fog just starts to seep from the ground in a huge ring around the fortress. Like, the whole fortress is surrounded by this fog. And then you hear shouts of confusion echoing throughout the fortress as no one can see the horde's movements any longer because now they're inside of this huge shroud of darkness, fog. And the horde's intent is clear. And you all need to roll initiative.
15.
10.
13.
I also got a 15, but I got 11 plus 4.
I got 13 plus 2.
I got 9 plus 4.
Oh, wait, I got a 13 plus 4, so I got 15. Or, no, not 15, goddammit. 17?
Yep.
He's getting old.
He is getting old.
He's getting old.
2, 3, 4.
So my 15 is better. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm doing some math real quick.
I need to pee.
Go pee. Alright, so what was everyone's initiatives?
15.
15, but mine's higher than hers on base.
10, 9, 1.
Archie, what was your initiative?
17.
17?
Yeah, my bad.
Okay, 17. Okay, let's do some rolling here. Golly.
Rolling.
And first up, good. Tis the skeletons.
Skeleton. Oh, no.
I like how it puts the initiative photo on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
So, there's a lot of skeletons. You see about, on Duke and Fleastick's side, you see...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six moving out of the shadows and an ogre zombie creeping out. And Archie and Miss Muffin, you see five skeletons and an ogre zombie creeping out of the woods.
Wow.
Starting to rush forward. So, skeleton 10, 11, and 7.
I don't remember what our weapon is.
10, 11, and 7. So that is Miss Muffin and Archie, your side. Three of the skeletons.
They get all the ones that are in initiative first. Ha!
Yay.
We do?
Yeah, it looks like it.
No!
The first three.
Okay, so the skeletons are all going to make ranged attacks at you.
Bows.
And trip and fail and break their bones.
So, one is going to shoot at... They're going to get disadvantaged because they're shooting over a wall at both of you. So, 13 at you, Archie?
Nope.
13 plus 5. I mean... Mm-hmm. So, one hits with his bow.
Did you roll disadvantage?
I did not. You're correct.
Ah, you motherfucker.
That is a 6 plus 5.
Yay. You don't hit shit.
Good reminder. Okay, so next one's going to shoot at you, Miss Muffin.
Thank you.
That is an 18 plus 5.
I only heard 14
plus 5.
Oh, yeah.
You're okay.
Fucked, bud.
Just like a creepy skeleton runs out and just pulls back the bow.
He did the mortar shot.
3 plus 3 damage.
6.
Of an arrow coming by.
Disadvantage damage?
No.
I disadvantaged.
The gravity on the arrow is not a disadvantage.
Shut up!
It's disadvantaged because it's coming back down from the sky.
All right.
And another one is going to shoot at you, Archie, because the other third one was over there.
Shit.
12 plus 5.
That's what? 5, yeah. No.
Yeah? Okay.
Yep. 36.
5 plus 3. Arrows come flying.
Oh, shit, I forgot the...
Long rest?
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that and then add your damage from that.
Yeah, fix yourself, old-ass man.
So that was 5 plus 3.
8 damage. That ain't shit now, because I got hella health.
Okay, so that was 11, 7, and now 5. It's Skeleton 5's turn. I have them numbered, because there's so many. All right, Skeleton 5 is going to take his shot at Duke.
Duke.
8. That disadvantage, so 2 plus 5.
Nope.
That don't hit.
No, he went it over misses. The wall.
Archie, we fade back to the east end. It's your turn.
Let's load this fucker up.
Load the fucker up?
Load the ballista. It.
Load it up and
okay.
Can I assist with loading it?
Can so,
we aim it at the ogre?
Where are you guys at, Silvery Moon? Yeah, you can aim it at the ogre. So this one is requires a load ranged attack roll plus 6. So yes, utilize action so you can... Let me read this utilize action thing real quick.
Yeah, read that fast.
You normally interact with an object while doing so, faster. Something else, such as when you draw a sword as part of the attack action when you object... Okay, so yeah, so basically what you're doing is a free action to load and then you're taking the shoot action. So it's going to be a ranged attack roll plus 6. So yeah. You gonna take that shot at the ogre?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay, give me a range attack roll. Plus 6. So d20, plus 6.
Okay. 18.
18. to hit the...
Plus six.
The ogre got hit.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me find him on here.
Right in his gurgler.
Gurgler zombie. Yeah, that'll hit.
Oh, yeah.
What's the damage? What's the damage?
Whatever cat.
Oh, like, I have the damage. Ballista. Sorry, guys. Damage. Sorry.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Sorry, chat. Sorry.
Sorry, chat. This is a...
Oh, you said it was, 10D...
4D10.
Or
4D10, not 10D4.
Yeah, 10D4. Wait, shit.
4D10.
Shit, which one?
One with the zero.
The 10 side.
This one.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Damage. It's a 6.
Well, you better, should have been aiming those arrows at the fucking ballista, not 3, them.
9. 13.
In fairness.
It's 23
total?
Yep.
Didn't know how smart and these skellies were.
So, 23...
The arrow actually goes into his eyeball.
Yeah, this ballista fires, and you know, like you're quick. Your youth hasn't slowed you down that much. You pull the, throw in the fucking ballista bolt, and it fires, and see it stick this thing right in the heart. And he's like, and just starts lumbering forward again. As he starts to get, as you finally focus in and shoot at him and like hit this one with, you realize that he's carrying a ladder on his back.
Oh fuck! We gotta hit that motherfucker again.
It is skeleton 9. Is 9's number turn? Number turns 9. He is going to take his shot.
What the fuck is that?
Here you go. You know what? I'm gonna do something here. 4. Wow, that sucks. Okay, so 16. 13 plus 5, and I'm going to... I rolled to see if he was going to shoot at a soldier or you guys. So, he's going to hit a soldier.
Disadvantage.
No!
Yeah, they're not very strong.
Not
so,
soldier number 3.
Soldier number 1.
Okay, good.
I knew he was gone.
I told 3 I'd keep him alive.
Number 3, I got to save his ass.
Soldier number 1 is just like...
Okay, so that is going to be a d6 plus 3. Oh my god.
Ooh, butterfingers.
2 plus 3 damage to one soldier standing on the sidelines.
Oof. Poor guy.
Yes, the arrow comes through and sticks him in his arm, and he's like, oh, my shooting arm!
My shooting arm.
Okay, so that's that skeleton's turn. Oof. Ogre zombie's turn on Duke Crystal and Fleastick's side. So the Mithril Hall defense section. Your ogre zombie has its first chance to move. So... what can this thing move?
Very good.
2.
5.
I hope not.
Let's ruler this, guys.
2.
Chat. It's 5 feet, 30 feet.
Wow. he's right at the edge.
He's right at the edge. He gets to the... he runs forward and gets to, like, right 10 feet from the wall and can't quite reach the ledge yet to drop his... hook his ladder in, but he's closer.
Work up, Chat.
Well, you're Gucci. You're on the other side.
Okay, so next turn is Miss Muffin.
Yeah.
I'll fight him. Fist
Miss Muffin's going to reload that freaking ballista back up.
If I hit the fist as a sword.
And hit that ogre again.
Try to hit the ogre again?
Yeah.
Roll it.
What do I roll for?
D20 plus 6.
Okay, 7 plus 6.
7 plus 6?
Yeah. With advantage?
With advantage? No.
That's not how it works.
That will hit.
It will?
Yeah.
Oh, hell
south.
Yeah.
A big
so 4d10?
Yeah. Go for it.
Oof.
1.
This dude eats another 4d10.
9.
That'll be good.
14.
14?
15.
15 damage.
15 damage.
It's
an ogre. This one goes through and it pushes the other air ballista ball out and then like flies through the other side and then he just keeps lumbering forward.
Yay! Bastard! He's undead. You gotta put him.
We should have took his feet out.
Maybe.
So if we do a headshot, do we have to roll with disadvantage?
If you're wanting, I think if you're wanting to like do a specific, like take out a specific spot, yeah.
Can I wrap this in cloth and
should have manned the cannon.
Skeleton 6 is number turn. 6 is number turn.
6 is number turn.
Which is on Duke Crystal and Fleastick's side, I believe.
Bring it.
Yes.
Okay, he is going to take his shot.
Fireball?
Yeah, he's going to take a shot of fireball.
Fireball.
He's actually going to move his full movement so he can get closer so he's not shooting at disadvantage. It's more disadvantage, I guess. And he's going to try to hit you, Fleastick. You're the closest target he can hit. That's a 2 plus 5, so that's not going to hit. Duke Crystal, it's your turn.
Man, the catapult!
And the catapult! Okay, oh crap. I'm doing stuff.
He said, oh no.
Alright, so, catapult of Mithril Hall. Requires aim, dexterity saving throw. So give me a dexterity, like an attack roll, as you would.
So what, an attack with dex modifier?
Yeah, just to kind of like just give me like a dex check, basically. To kind of give me it where you're trying to shoot this thing. Because all this thing does is requires aim. So you have to...
14.
14? Okay, where are you trying to hit this thing?
The ogre. Anywhere on his body.
Okay, so...
Right on him. Right on him.
It's radio, right?
Yeah, so I think it was 30 feet or something like that. 20-foot radius. Yes. So that would be...
All three behind him.
The...
Probably six.
The two standing
six
next
and
to him.
Three, yeah.
Yeah, six and three. The other one's just barely out of the range, so we need to roll a dexterity saving throw for them of DC 15.
I hope the ogre
15.
Is shitty dex, probably. Since he's a lumbering giant type.
Yeah, his dex is fucking awful.
I was hoping
that is a three minus two. So. Three plus two. So yeah, he failed.
God.
He definitely failed. So six skeleton.
He's watched it go like.
All right, the skeleton though.
They
more
might
nimble.
Be a little quicker.
14 plus three, so that one passes. And 16 plus three, so two skeletons take half damage, and the ogre zombie will take full damage. So that damage will be 4d6, as these flaming canister 46. Comes launching out of this thing. And comes flying at them on fire, ready to explode.
Two, five, there's nine, and four, so 13
total
on 4d6.
Okay, so...
And then, depending on if you want to round up or down for the half, six would be down, seven would be up.
Put seven on those, so six and three... Take some heavy fire damage. Caught in the fucking radius. Alright. Good hit.
Peace.
It is now the soldier's turn, who has lost the shooting arm, so now he's going to shoot at disadvantage at one of these skeletons. He misses bad.
Damn.
He fails epically. Skeleton 2 on the Duke Crystal Fleestick Mithril Hall defense zone. Alright, Skeleton 2 is going to take his shot at you again, Fleestick. The last one did and missed bad, and they both missed bad again. Soldier 2 is going to take his not disadvantaged shot at the ogre zombie on their side. That's a 17. Big money shot! And you see his stuff here, light crossbow. So 1d8, not bad. So he's going to do 5 plus 1, so 6 damage to the ogre zombie on Archie and Miss Muffin's side. Decent. Fleestick, your turn.
Alright, which one just tried to attack me?
Skeleton 2 and Skeleton 6.
Aim for 6 with the catapult.
He's hurt.
Alright.
Because if you aim for him, you'll hit 2, 3, 6, and the ogre.
Well, I'm going for 6 with the caddy.
That way you get some dexterity splash.
Saving?
No, just dexterity.
Standard.
Yeah,
just
whatever your
standard.
Dexterity is.
Four.
Okay, so.
May not be on target.
Yeah, you. Hey, let me roll something real quick.
It'll be up to DM on fate. Roll, luck roll.
You're trying to hit 6?
Can I use my heroic inspiration?
Yeah, you can, if you want. Yeah. You get another roll. Because I didn't really even say what happened yet, so.
Same roll.
What? You get
the same roll.
Really?
Three
wow.
Plus, 3 plus 1.
Okay, so you try to use the magic to redirect this thing midair, and it just doesn't work, and it falls short and hits the ground in front of him, explodes, and you see the skeleton's like, the flame just like gets right on the edge of his radius because you didn't quite make the shot there. All right, now it's about to be some skeletons. Skeleton 8.
I am going to use my bonus action to summon my spiritual weapon.
Okay, are you summoning it with you or like down there with them?
Let's
put it right where they're about to climb up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that works.
They have something to deal with.
Alright, skeleton number 8. He's going to take his shot at the ballista because he's a little bit closer. He's going to move that direction.
What a douche.
What's his movement speed? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to take his shot. Which is this short bow roll that I'm going to do at the ballista. Oh, what's disadvantage? Damn. 8+5. And the ballista has AC of 15. So he misses. Poop. Poop indeed. Okay, skeleton 4's turn. So we're flipping back to the other side. Going back to the other side. They're going to start advancing as much as they can since their ogre is close. He's going to get right up snug against the wall. You can hear the chattering of the bones as he's just like standing below the wall waiting. He's going to just lob a disadvantaged arrow up there at someone. 18+5. So I will roll a d4 to see what this random arrow will hit land on. 3. 1, 2, 3. It's the catapult.
Oh, dick.
All right. So the catapult is... Where is your 15 catapult AC. Here? 15. For the catapult?
So that's a hit.
30 yeah, 15. HP. So it's got 30 HP. So that is going to hit for a d6. So 6+3 damage. Are you keeping track of the damage for it?
I am,
yeah. Okay, good.
21 health on it.
Woo! Woo! Go skeletons! Alright, skeleton 1 is going to take a shot at Duke because he hears him say fuck you to his friends. It's a nat 1. So, this skeleton, he comes running. He's like, oh god, takes off running to shoot and he trips over these like rocks right here and kind of tumbles down this little falling rock path down here, and he's going to take a little bit of damage.
Good.
So that's 1 damage, but it's going to take him a little bit longer to crawl back out of this hole to get to you guys from his catastrophic failure. Okay, but it is now finally the ogre turn on Miss Muffin and Archie.
Back. He's got a hole in his heart going.
Movement speed is enough to make it.
No, it's not.
So as he runs up to this wall, you see that this ladder he's carrying isn't quite... Like, he's not carrying this ladder. It's hooked into his back. Like, he's got these hooks, like, stuck into his back. And he runs up and latches the top of the ladder on and then just sits down and, like, holds it in place, like, stuck against the wall.
Ew.
What's the ladder made out of?
Like, it's just a metal, like, wood fucked up ladder, that's all.
Wood?
Wood, metal. Metal? Pieces. Pieces of wood and metal.
So it could catch fire?
Maybe. But he kind of hooks it up there and just like sits down and sturdies it up. And that's his turn. Skeleton.
Where's the hookup?
I don't know who this skeleton is. I think that's just an extra. I don't know who that is. Okay. Soldier 3. I'm going to do a wisdom save for this guy. He saves. He kind of looks around. He's like, my friend died. Because I want to run, but I'm going to fight. And he comes running up to the edge, and he tries to take an arrow shot at the skeleton that fell down inside the rock crevasse. And he gets a nat 20. Good thing he decided he was going to fight.
Nice, number 3.
Good job, number 3. what's his attack? So it's a light crossbow, so 1d8, double damage. So it's a 5 and a 3. 8, so 8+1. Nice. No, so 9 damage to the skelly that fell in a hole.
Oh, that's what he gets for thinking he's going to shoot one of us.
Alright, soldier 3. Skeleton 3. He's going to move up against the wall as tight as he can and take his disadvantaged shot. Randomness. Because he can't see what he's shooting at. 12+5. Will that hit anyone?
No.
Yeah. Poopy. Alright, back to the top. Top of the round. That was a long round.
Well, I guess they could hit catapult.
Well, here, then I'll roll.
What are you aiming at us?
Yeah.
My AC's only 15.
Well, I don't know what number 3's AC is.
Well, 3 is a 15. I rolled close to 3, so that's the catapult. So I guess it will hit the catapult. 1d6, 5+3 damage to the catapult. Thanks for reminding me, Nate.
No problem.
Okay, skeleton 10. Now that the hook is placed and the ladder is set, skeleton 10 takes off charging and starts to climb up the ogre zombie thing and, oh, I grabbed him on accident, and climbs up top, and he's at the top of the wall facing you, Archie. He's going to pull up his bow as he stands there and stares at you and shoot you in the mouth. Ooh. He's going to shoot you right in the mouth. Wow. 15 plus 5.
Yep.
1 plus 3 damage. Big money.
4 damage. Stealing shit.
4 damage. Stealing shit. All right. Next turn is Skeleton 11. No. You know what he's going to do?
Motherfucker.
He's going to run. Way. Oh, wait. Actually, he can't make it. He's going to run and take his disadvantage shot up at the catapult. The only angle he can see.
Yeah, I missed my
phone. 11. That's 11 plus 5. So that will hit. Or ballista. Sorry, not the catapult. Oh. And it will hit. So that is 4 plus 3 damage to the ballista. 50. Okay. Word. Skeleton 7. He starts to run towards the ladder, and he yanks him welly up and starts climbing up the top of this ogre zombie, and he's going to take his shot as well at you. Bitch. 18 plus 5. That's a hit. So 5 plus 3 damage. As another arrow sticks you again, you're getting the Boromir treatment. Stuck with arrows.
This is starting to be some shit.
Okay, Skeleton 5. Lucky it's not on yours. This is Mithril Hall to Vincent. Skeleton 5 is going to make his way closer to the wall and take his shot at... Let's see, who can he see now? Flea Stick, the closest one. That's a miss. Big miss. Archie, your turn.
Alrighty, so I got 7 and 10 in front of me.
You got 7, 10, 11 about to climb up, and 2 more behind him. About to climb up on their next turn. But yeah, there's 2 standing directly in front of you.
Yeah, there's only 2 within like a 15-foot distance of me.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm going to hit him with Burning Hands.
Okay.
So, you have to make a dex save.
13. Dex save? 13. Yep. Well, that's a nat 20, so.
Well, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I gotta do the other one. Well, I guess with a nat 20, I'd say that both of them save. So yeah, he saves.
Alright, so half damage? Take half that damage. So 3d6.
Right. Yeah. Double save.
Half of 11.
Okay. 2. Okay. Flames shoot out of your hands. And you burn the shit out of them. You burn the shit out of them. Skeleton 9 climbs up the ogre zombie, standing on the ledge of the wall.
Yep, I'm cooked.
And he's going to take his shot, as you can assume. 11 plus 5. Yeah?
Yep.
1 plus 3 damage. There's another arrow sticks you. You're getting the Boromir treatment.
Hard. Alright.
And now it's the ogre zombie on Duke's side and Flea Stick's side. You know what he's going to do? Take one large step forward and hook his ladder into the... and sit down. And there's his action. Miss Muffin, it's your turn.
No!
There's an ogre zombie latched.
You know, well, the... What do you call it? Will it...
And there's 2-3 skeletons in...
The ballista, will it reach him?
Ogre zombie? No. He is, like, below the wall, right? That's what I thought. Below it.
So I don't know what to do.
Well, we got 3 skeletons on the top of the ladder, and 2 down below.
I'm gonna run to the top of the ladder and dagger the... skeleton at the top of the ladder and hopefully knock him off the ladder. Unbound.
Okay, give me an... Are you trying to stab him or are you trying to shove him?
Stab him off of the ladder. Stab, shove. Might lose my dagger.
So there's 2... You want to do it in possibility of losing your dagger?
I thought that's what you were about to say to me.
If you want to do that, sure. If you want to take the dagger and shove action at the same time, sure, but you'll probably lose your dagger.
Okay, I don't want to lose my dagger. I'm just going to shove him. I'm just going to run up and shove him.
Okay, give me a strength check.
Strength?
to shove him. Contest. Oh, that's a side of his roll.
13.
He fails. So, yes, you will successfully shove one of the zombies off the top of the ladder. You go,
did he break? Did his bones break when he hit the ground? He's broken.
Well, let's see. What's his health here?
He broke a hip.
Yeah, so that's going to be...
Which skeleton did you push?
The one at the top of the ladder.
There's two of them.
Yeah, so there's three of them. Oh, one of them, falls off, and yeah, he's like, then you hear the... Like little Lego pieces just like shatter on the ground and he dies.
So. And then can I disengage and back up some so I don't get swooped up by the other ones on the top?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, where you were standing was 20 feet to them. You have what, 35?
Mm-hmm.
30. So then you can move.
Unless it went up.
30? Okay, then yeah, you can move about 5 feet back from them. Mm-hmm. 10 feet back from them.
Good. Do that.
All right. Next, it's time for the skeletons to start climbing on you guys.
Push them off! Can they hear us? Push them off!
No, they cannot hear you. You're on the whole other side of this little wall. I mean, I could hear like distant shouts maybe, but... Alright, he's a bit closer, and he's going to take a shot at you, Fleastick. You're the closest one he can see. 19 plus 5.
Yeah.
No more disadvantage. They're like, it's time to go. 2 plus 3 damage. And next up is Duke. Your turn.
I would like to catapult at the base of the wall where Big Guy's sitting.
Where Big Guy's sitting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like towards that, down there in that area? Okay, give me dexterity shot. This is just a radius. You're trying to hit that area.
Crit.
Nat 20, son?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you hit him. So just do a double... Double your damage, I guess, on the...
So, 8d6?
Oh my god.
Yeah, 4.
It's 4, yeah, so do 8d6.
They're all gone.
10, 4, so there's 5, 10, 13, there's 4 rolls, 16, 20, 23, 29.
29 damage. Damn. So that's to Ogre Zombie and the... Two skeletons next to him?
Whoever failed.
Oh, they're the dex save. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Well, they failed except for the last skeleton. So
29 to all but him. He gets half of that.
Okay, so 29 to Ogre Zombie. Oh, he's dead. Skeleton 3, fries. Skeleton 4, fries. So it's just the Ogre Zombie standing there charred and burnt, but still alive. His men fall
down. Did the ladder get on fire?
Yeah, the Nat 20, I'll say the ladder is kind of starting to burn. Yeah, like while he's burning.
So it's hooked into him and he's burning himself.
Okay, next up is second skeleton. And he's going to crawl up the ladder and take a little bit of fire damage as he climbs up. That's going to be 2 fire damage to that skeleton as he pushes through. Now he has to crawl through fire every time they want to climb up. And he's going to take his shot at... Let's see, what's the range here? Oh, yeah, he's going to shoot you, Duke. But you just did that. 10 plus 5? No.
No.
Oh. Fleastick, your turn.
Yeehaw!
That's a good try, though.
All right, who else left?
You got 2 skeletons up on the wall standing ahead, and... A skeleton still down in the ravine that he fell in, and one still on the ground, about to climb up the Ogre Zombie.
Alright.
They're about 40 feet from you, 50 feet from you.
I'm going to do the guiding bolt at the two on the wall.
Okay, so you're going to hit which one?
Oh, the one in the front, hoping to knock the one up in the back.
They are, like, past the wall. They're not on the ledge. They're, like, they're officially up on the wall, like, on your guys' ground walkways.
Okay, but so they're next to my shield, then.
Like, yeah, you can try to hit them. Okay. With a guiding bolt, you can hit one if you'd like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that personal?
A damage? Do you got to do an attack roll?
Yeah, I got to roll for it.
Okay.
So that'd be 9 plus 8, so 17.
Yeah, that'll hit. Oh, sure.
All right, so... Let's see which one I'm going to do. All right, so 5d6. 5...
So 13 is 3 roll. So 19 damage?
19. Yeah, he's dead. Fried with radiant light, and it's double damage.
Skeleton. So I'll get advantage. Oh, he's dead. I won't have advantage on the next one.
He died, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Alright, well, spiritual weapon time.
Okay.
Going for the second skelly.
Go for it.
If I can find my weapon. There it is. Alright, so 6 plus 8.
Yeah.
So 7 plus 5.
Beat to death by a spiritual garbage shield.
Yeah.
Clattered into bones.
Rumpke printed on his forehead.
Yes. Boom. Says Rumpke. Now we're back to skeleton 8. But as the ranks start to fall, Archie, you hear ahead of you a few more ranks start to flow out. You see a zombie approach out of the fray, and another skeleton approach. Jesus. As they start to approach for heavier into your vicinity, out of the fog. But it is skeleton 8's turn, and he's going to climb up the zombie, or the ogre zombie, and he's at the top. He's going to take a shot at you.
Yay!
9 plus 5. No, right?
No.
Yeah. Skeleton 1.
Wait. Does it deflect missiles? Yeah, I can use that against the arrows, can I?
Motherfucker. Sure. Okay, so Skeleton 1 is fucked. He's stuck in a ravine, so he's going to make a strength check to climb out of there. That's a nat 1. He breaks his leg and falls and dies down inside of this ravine as he crumbles into pieces because he had already almost no health, and he nat 1'd again.
Poor guy was a bad soldier.
Yeah, he was meant to fail. Okay, so he can't do anything because he's stuck staying there. Ogre zombie. Okay, so your skeletons all on. This is skeleton number 10, Archie. He's going to move. Well, actually, Miss Muffin, he's going to move up and he's going to swing at you.
Yay.
So there's a 10 plus.
Uncanny dodge.
Plus 5. You're going to do uncanny dodge?
Why not?
Do you want to?
No. I'm fine.
Okay, 4 plus 3 damage.
Yeah, that ain't bad. I can handle that.
Times 6.
I'm dead.
All right, skeleton 11 climbs the ogre zombie, and they're all piling up on the top of these stairs, on the top of this like ladder, like piling up on top of it, starting to really climb up there. He's going to take his shot at Miss Muffin with a
what the fuck?
2. He misses.
Yeah, nice. Bitch.
Archie, it's your turn.
Oh shit, what should I do to him?
Jerk them off.
Oh. It's no, that. Don't do that. That's
you have what looks like multiple enemies climbing up and more enemies coming out of the fog behind these enemies.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
Like they're starting to really pile up.
We're fucked, Archie.
And now they're like on top of the ladder, like,
what do we like do?
Bone climbing.
Archie, what do we do?
Drop a bomb. Hiroshima!
What should I do to make them not be able to climb up anymore as well?
Make it where they can't climb up?
Yeah, anymore, you know, as a
kamikaze.
You know?
Go for it. You can.
Can you blow the side of the fucking
are you gonna, like,
the wall off?
What are you wanting to do exactly?
Sacrifice?
No. Sacrifice?
A sacrifice?
You got any fireballs on your necklace?
Yeah. I got 4 of them.
Just run up and drop a handful.
I can do that. I'm gonna do that. We're gonna do that.
Okay. Well.
I'm gonna run back. Nope,
here goes
back.
The castle wall.
You see.
Uncanny dodge.
You see Archie Ortiz. He's Miss Muffin. You're the only one who sees this, I guess. And the soldier who's are with you.
No,
they see Archie
don't do it.
Take off running and like pushing through this one skeleton and has this necklace of fireballs. Archie, give me a dexterity roll.
Ooh, baby.
Dropped one.
Yeah, to see how well you do this as you're doing this. I mean, sacrifice can't be stopped, so.
It's going to be perfect.
Natural 20.
Oh my god, what's happening?
Crit on the sacrifice.
The gods have spoken. The gods have spoken. So, Archie, you take off running, and there's like there's one skeleton that's like kind of got by, and it was over there fighting Miss Muffin. You do like a run, tackle him, just pull him with you, pulling him to the ledge, and you run and like tackle this whole layer of like skeletons off the wall of this castle, and go to throw down your bombs. So what damage does it do? Because it's
so I got four of them.
It's like it's like a level four. It's like every one you do is like a stacked level. So it's like
the necklace has 1d6+3 beads hanging from it. You can use an action to blah blah blah. When it reaches the end of its trajectory, the bead detonates as a third level fireball say or spell.
And then I think it's like every bead you use with it, it increases the level.
Yeah, when you do so, increase the level of fireball by one for each bead beyond the first.
So you're doing it starts at third, you're at four you're levels. Four.
Seven.
So you're gonna be a level fireball. Seven fireball.
Yeah, oh my god.
What the
fuck? Archie, why?
Okay.
You're doing all this calm.
You're too old for that.
So what you're telling me is you got a pressure cooker bomb.
Yeah. You're about to
set it off.
I'm about to kill everything.
He's like, I got 28 sticks of dynamite.
Don't kill yourself and me.
You're shielded by the wall. It's gonna be
a wall of fire.
It increases by 1d6 for each level slot above third. So you will have what?
Four level slots above the third.
It starts with 8d6 fire damage.
And then it's four slots above third. So four more.
So you'll get 9d6, 10d6, 11d6. You'll do 12d6.
Oh my god!
You're dead.
All right. Well, I'm just gonna
watch him be down there like three health.
You can roll them, or you can do the D&D Beyond. Like, if you want to do the like click like fucking 12.
Actually,
of them.
You can say 12. On
yeah,
there.
If you want to do the app, you can do 12, or if you want to do your final.
Give him all the D6s.
Yeah,
give him all the D6s. He's gonna do one hand roll.
With my glass one, though. Oh yeah.
Here.
I can this get this one. Oh, we'll get that.
How many is
one
that?
Here too.
How many is
I didn't know
that
was glass.
Yeah, they are.
How many is that there?
Oh yeah, there's all these too.
I have one, two.
We're counting up dice three, to see four, if we can get the total five. Of 12.
I don't believe you can.
Six. I have six. I can just roll these twice.
Okay, roll those twice.
There I go.
I'm standing.
I don't know if we have 12. So
no, we've got six, though.
I'm standing. That's how excited I'm getting.
I'm scared.
Oh, God.
Two. Roll those two again.
They're both fives.
Oh, you roll them?
Yeah, roll those two again because they missed.
Okay, so.
Okay, count all that up.
12.
Pretty high. So
12.
Plus 8.
12 plus 8 plus 2.
What the fuck? 12?
Is that how you counted it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to
22 for that roll.
So
do it again.
Now you get to do another 6 of those. I will say, you have already went past your health.
Oh my god.
Good, you're a sheep.
Oh.
No.
He was very low health.
Yeah, all the mirrors.
9 plus 6 plus 3.
Wait, chill.
Wait, what's his total health?
6.
He had 15.
What's his
7,
total?
39.
Well, he has to go negative 39
yeah.
today.
9.
Well.
So 15 plus 39.
13.
He's going to need at least like,
14,
15. Decent amount of damage.
He did.
18. So 22 plus 18.
Yeah. He's probably dead.
That's
30.
Yeah,
he's crispy.
He's
40. That's 40 damage.
So yeah, Archie, you fly off this bitch, this wall, and drop these grenades, and like all Miss Muffin sees is just the fry of like bones and flesh and ladder pieces and...
The smell
of burntness fill the air.
Yeah.
And, yes. It's like the huge flame just shoots up past the wall and fries
like
to an ash.
I smell those steroids and testosterone.
His old fart dust cloud explosion.
With thus
80
the fall,
years of fart dust built up.
Thus the fall of Archie.
Dead.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes is the DM. This episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. Today is a special episode because... it is Ryan Hart's last episode with the Dummies. He has to move on with his life to continue his job, and it takes him in different places of the world, so he's going to be moving on from our sessions, and he may be back as a guest eventually, but that ends the time of Archie Ortiz. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for starting at $3 monthly to gain access to Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.